Statistics are the common measure of economic gain or decline, jobs created or lost, the ups and downs of imports and exports, the percentage of domestic growth or contraction. Politicians pick and choose the statistics that bolster their candidacies. They also try to surround themselves with workers who personify the numbers. President Bush and his presumptive Democratic challenger, Senator John Kerry, are doing just that as the presidential election approaches. To get a perspective on the people behind the numbers, we've invited Roberto Suro, the director of the Pew Hispanic Center here in Washington, to join us. He's the author of Strangers Among Us, Latino Lives in a Changing America. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
This past week, the Pew Hispanic Center released a report on Latino employment trends. Tell us first about the basic findings.
Surely we've gotten out of the jobless recovery, and the labor market has kind of turned around and has been picking up since about midsummer last year. But there's some interesting twists in terms of who's getting jobs and how they're being paid for them. Certainly one of the major findings is that demand for immigrant labor, and particularly for recently arrived immigrants, most of them Latinos, is one of the major factors in this turnaround. Whereas immigrants represent just about maybe 10% of the labor force altogether, they're capturing nearly 30% of the new jobs. The other major finding is that although the employment picture has improved for sure, the wages that American workers are being paid pretty much across the board, and in particular for Hispanic workers, have not improved and are pretty flat. So the economy's generating work, but it isn't necessarily generating benefits for people who are wage earners.
What kind of jobs are being created?
The construction industry remains one of the important engines of growth overall. You've got a lot of new jobs also in wholesale and retail trades and some in the service industries. Manufacturing continues to lose jobs as it has now for quite a long time. So, you know, once again, we're seeing that as the economy moves from recession to hopefully an expansion again, it actually changes. And there's a restructuring going on, both in terms of the jobs that are out there and in terms of the people who are working.
So the patterns of new jobs that are being created now are different from what you've seen in the past?
Indeed, and we've seen that before, that after a recession, even a mild one, the new jobs that are created are not necessarily just bringing back the ones that were there before. And the American economy is in a long-term process of shrinking its industrial and manufacturing sector and growing elsewhere. Construction in particular has been very important in the last couple of years, was very strong in driving the turnaround in employment. And that's an area where we've seen that there's been very substantial demand for recently arrived immigrants.
Is new job growth actually keeping pace with the increased immigration?
Right now, when you look at Latinos in particular, it's just about even. For the last couple of years, the number of people who wanted jobs or were willing to look for jobs was growing faster than the supply of jobs and the demand for workers. It's just about even now. The twist that is not unexpected that happens in these situations is that people who had sort of given up trying to find work are now encouraged enough to come back and look for work. And so among low-wage workers in particular, we're seeing an increase in unemployment because more people are sort of returning to the economy. And there's some oversupply of workers, which also helps explain why the wages are kind of flat.
Latinos are the largest minority group and the largest immigrant group. So in the United States, what is the specific impact on them?
Well, it's a very interesting mixed impact, because the employment picture is good for recently arrived immigrants. And there are people who are much less concerned about wage gains. There are people who are fairly new to the economy, they're new to the country, and even low wages in the United States bring them real benefits. Elsewhere among the Latino population, things aren't going nearly as well. There's a very important segment of the population made up of young people, most of them the children of immigrants who came in the 80s and 90s, who are U.S. citizens and now have grown up here, who are aging into the workforce. They're turning 17, 18, they're leaving school, they're looking for work, and it's been a very bad job market for young people now for 3 or 4 years and continues to be. And we continue to see in this generation, which is in fact the fastest growing part of the Latino population, this sort of the second generation out of this wave wave of immigration that people are really sort of running into a buzzsaw out there with very high levels of unemployment still.
How do you expect this then to affect the campaign strategies of each presidential candidate?
Well, for President Bush, certainly the overall turnaround in the employment numbers has been one of the points that he's touting to show that his economic plans are working and that things are getting better and that there's sort of a brighter future ahead for the country. And there's been a lot of puzzlement here in Washington over why his poll numbers don't reflect the increase in employment. The economy's added about 1.2 million jobs in the last year, and you would have expected him to see some benefit from that. Well, one of the reasons, and I think it's only one factor, but it's an interesting one, is that about 28% of those jobs, getting towards a third, have gone to people who are non-citizens, who can't vote, and who aren't polled typically in political polls, which go after likely voters. So their gain in the employment market doesn't translate into a political benefit for the president or anybody else. And even in the battleground states, which include a lot of the old industrial states of the Midwest and places where you don't have a large Latino population, one out of five new hires in the last year has been a non-citizen. So in places where the vote is expected to be very narrow, we're seeing that you have to sort of discount the effects of the turnaround in the labor market and discount it substantially. I mean, you sort of have to knock 20% off of the political value of the improvement in the labor market for the president.
Roberto Soro is the director of the Pew Hispanic Center. He's the author of Strangers Among Us, Latino Lives in a Changing America. Thanks for coming in.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.